We're going to go overseas now because a number of student protesters at New York's Columbia University have escalated their protest against the war in Gaza by breaching and barricading themselves inside one of the institution's main buildings. Now, hours earlier, the university started suspending students who defied Monday's deadline to vacate their encampment. That is all the tents in the middle of the campus. Video footage shows dozens of students smashing windows and carrying barricades into the building. Now, this same building was occupied by students in 1968, protesting against the Vietnam War. Well, joining us now from New York City is our correspondent, Ira Spitzer. Good morning, Ira. What is the latest there? These students are still in the building.
Well, good morning to you. And according to one of the groups that has helped organize this protest, they've recently indicated that there are about 60 people who are inside Hamilton Hall after having barricaded themselves into that building on the Columbia University campus. I should mention that Hamilton Hall has a history of being involved in on-campus protests, most notably in the 1960s as part of anti-Vietnam war protests. Hamilton Hall was also occupied at that time. So protesters perhaps using that as some inspiration for this current protest. And this came about after an escalation. We saw police or Columbia officials giving protesters a deadline of about 24 hours ago to leave the encampment or face suspension. That some people left, but many stayed. And then eventually that night, things escalated with the actual occupation of this building. And now those students are facing the threat of expulsion. So talks are apparently ongoing, but certainly this has really taken things up a level. And of course, we've seen these protests spread across the country at many college campuses, dozens around the U.S. right now.
Joe Biden has not spoken on this, has he? There has been a statement from the White House, but clearly the politics is coming into this. He obviously is looking, needs the support of younger Americans to back him. At the same time, he's clearly concerned about some of the protest rhetoric as well. It's a very difficult balance. What is happening on this front? Do you expect this to ramp up?
Well, we've seen some condemnation basically from Democratic leaders, including from Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby. Earlier at a briefing, he told reporters that the president believes that forcibly taking over a building on campus is absolutely the wrong approach, calling it not an example of peaceful protest. We also heard from another Democrat, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, saying that smashing windows with hammers and taking over university buildings is not free speech. It is lawlessness. So we have seen the tone kind of ramp up among those more moderate Democrats. But of course, this whole thing does present a conundrum for the president. He's obviously being blamed for the largely for what is happening in Gaza, but also he depends on many people who may support the protesters or be the protesters themselves to vote for him, because the Republican Party is even more hawkish traditionally on Israel. So Biden walking a fine line right now with how to respond to this.
What is your sense in terms of public support for the students and their protest?
It's very hard to say right now. We'll know, of course, a bit more as the weeks unfold. There certainly is a lot of discussion today about whether taking the step of actually occupying the building, and this also happened at a university in Northern California, whether that could turn people off to the protesters' cause, which includes demands such as for these universities to divest themselves from investments that support Israel, for example. But yes, there's a lot of discussion whether this could turn Americans, especially middle of the road Americans, off who may have been sympathetic to the protesters. I think there's certainly going to be some truth to that. But the extent of that, I think it's hard to know right now. This is an unfolding event where each day you can't quite predict what the next development will be. So the Columbia standoff is really, really having people talking right now about how far is too far.
Yeah, it's one to watch indeed. Ira Spitzer, thank you very much from New York. And yes, indeed, here students at the University of Auckland have apparently actually backed down on plans for an encampment there. Now, the group Student Justice for Palestine said in initial posts, quote, "Join us in this encampment of solidarity where every tent is a symbol of resilience and determination," unquote. It included what to bring, including tents, gazebos and sleeping bags, as well as banners and flags. Now, last night, screenshots appeared on social media of an email sent to students from University of Auckland Vice Chancellor Dawn Freshwater, where she noted the university was aware of plans for an encampment. Now, she said the university supports the right for peaceful protest, but would not support the establishment of an overnight encampment. In a later post, Student Justice for Palestine now says it was planning an encampment starting at 3 p.m. today, but has changed course and will now be holding a rally.